black from here.
Well,
there's a race car driver.
We're joined in the media center by postdoc number one qualifier, Jed Coughlin Jr., whose pass from Friday held up for his third number one qualifier of the year and 23rd of his career. You're still looking for that first win of the season, but you've had some consistent runs. You have to be feeling pretty good heading into tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it feels great to stay on the pole after Friday's run, and we were near the fastest car there in the last session. We were second to Bo, but obviously he wasn't able to get on the 69 that we ran yesterday. So, you know, it's what a great day. You know, we had a little rain we had to dodge there to get this fourth session in, but had one heck of a crowd today. That was very, very, very fun to see, and, you know, to be at Thunder Valley here and have that kind of crowd and hearing the nitro. Hearing the nitro echo down the quarter mile strip, we'll still call it, and it is fantastic. So, you know, a lot of history here, you know, at Thunder Valley, and, you know, from the Carrier family to the current day with Bruton Smith and his team. And, you know, I remember coming here as a kid, you know, seeing Connie Coletta there on the wall. I wasn't here then, front motored top fuel car, but I've watched a lot of racing here as a kid growing up, and later I got to get behind the wheel here, and fortunately I've been in the winner's circle here a couple of times. So been a fun place to see its transitions over the years, and again, you know, couldn't be more proud of the entire Elite Jegs.com team. They've been really thrashing. We're, as I mentioned in Friday's conversation, we've been doing a little bit of R&D most of the year, at least in one or two of the cars at all times, and really trying to you know, pick up our horsepower and pick up our efficiency on the racetrack. We really want to challenge for this Meliola Pro Stock Championship come the countdown time. And in the meantime, we'd love nothing more than to turn this green hat into a yellow hat tomorrow with as you mentioned, would be our first race win of the season. So stay tuned. It's going to be some hot action on Fox Sports, and we're excited to be leading the effort going into the day.
Are you happy that you get a mile run first round, or sad that Pro Stock doesn't have a full field?
Well, you know, it's been a, you know, we'd certainly much rather see the full fields without question, and you know, the sport is doing extremely well. Pro Stock's been one of those classes where the price of poker just got escalated pretty hard in the early 2000s. You know, we call it kind of the KB era. You know, they brought in so much great wealth of technology and horsepower, and showed us for a couple of years. And for us to compete, obviously, the price tags went up, and you know, some of the teams kind of faltered away, you know, knowing that their chances of winning maybe had slimmed back a little. But yeah, I think Pro Stock's going to make a good rebound. The cars are resembling great pieces of machinery from, you know, as the factory hot rods from Detroit. The fuel injection is extremely sexy looking on the cars with that hood scoop. And I can tell you from behind the wheel, I really enjoy driving the modern day Pro Stock car for all those reasons and more. So, you know, we'll take what we get tomorrow and see if we can't pace four rounds under our belt and meet you back here tomorrow night.
How challenging were the conditions? Did it go from really hot to cool?
Yeah.
What do you expect tomorrow?
Well, I was really expecting to be about third or fourth qualifier by the time I ran there in this last session. But, you know, the water in the air really escalated quite a bit, more than we've seen all week. Weekend, and that was enough to kind of choke the Pro Stock cars. You know, we're naturally aspirated. We do not have a power adder, and the leaded fuels we run are not oxygenated. So not a whole lot working in our favor when you have, you know, high elevation like we have here, high water counts in the air, and hot racetracks. But, you know, everyone's pretty much created equal when it comes to the Pro Stock class, and, you know, we just put on the best show that we can.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You should have a good night.